much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
So nice to see you all again. But since we're such old friends, let's skip the formalities.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Damn, I lost him. All right, cats, back in the bag. Come on, Fluffy. Come on, Mittens. Come on, Paul. What a ridiculous name for a cat. Paul, that's a person's name. A person's name.
Yeah! Yes! That's exactly what I mean. Oh, Pete, you gotta check out the dance. We got it.
What dance?
For the opening number.
There's no opening number. You just do a monologue.
It's just a monologue?
Yeah.
I just come out and I just talk and I do like...
Just talk, yeah.
So there's no dance number at the beginning.
No.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
And they said it couldn't be done.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That just seems like a lot of work, though.
Roll another one.
Are you kidding me? Get it together.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Bitch, I don't know your life.
And I need another.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I'm not happy with the farting.
Roll another one.
That's the business we call show.
Just like the other one.
Sometimes it just sucks to suck.
This one seems to be about spent.
Good morning, chumps.
Also, when you get around to it, would you pull your head out of your ass?
Does anybody else even work here?
Just pass it around.
There's not enough. No!
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
Kevin's been extremely sketchy right now.
Just pass it.
And now,
that a sub in your pants?
Our feature presentation.
I'm just glad to see you, Allie. Welcome into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Friday.
Day.
Yeah,
day.
It's the 15th of March. How you doing, ladies?
Doing good.
I thought that I was the one who quit the show. Yet, increasingly, I feel like it doesn't matter because no one wants to work with me anyway.
I mean,
I'm glad you know it's you.
Yeah, we're trying to be subtle, like kind of spreading it out so it's not everyone on one day. It's two people on this day.
Yeah, it's every day I come in and I found out what different person doesn't want to work with me. Sometimes it's Allie, sometimes it's Chip, sometimes it's Omar, sometimes it's Jensen, sometimes it's Kevin. But one by one, y'all are dropping off. There will be no show for me to leave soon.
Hence the plan.
Hence the plan.
No,
gotcha.
Of course not.
We got a lot of good stuff to get to, but I want to start by asking, I'm so mad at myself because you gave me a heads up that last night was a very special Jeopardy and I did not tune in for it. And I meant to, and I made a mental note, but of course it just got lost in the nothingness. What happened?
Oh, Barton is killing it.
Barton is whom now?
Oh, that's really not. That was my joke. Barton is just one of the players.
Okay.
But he's lovely, and he is killing it, though. He's the guy that risks it all in Final Jeopardy and doubles his points every time. But that's not why it was very special. It was very special because Alex Trebek opened the show with a really heartfelt thank you to everyone that has written him, emailed him, tweeted everything. He said he's read everything, and it really has moved him, and he wants everyone to know that.
Well, he's a beloved national treasure in Canada and the United States.
I dare I say worldwide.
Oh, is Jeopardy worldwide?
Sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really? Are you positive about that?
No, not at all.
Okay. I feel like this is the type of show that they would have to farm out to other countries to have their own hosts that, I don't know, speak Spanish, speak Japanese,
right,
whatever country they're in.
Right.
So it really was just him coming on and just saying nice things about
the band. Just thank you and letting people know that he feels good, things are all right, and every single one of you counts in his life.
Has he started, what does he have again? No, honestly, I don't remember. What does he have?
Is it pancreatic cancer?
It's not a great one.
No, it's terrible. Is there treatment for it, and he's undergoing that now?
He didn't release any of that, but yeah, there is treatment for it. And I think you just kind of want to prolong your life as long as you possibly can with that.
Well, we wish nothing but the best for him. I mean, he is, like I said, he's a national treasure. I can't imagine anyone else hosting Jeopardy.
No.
You know, he's the best. So, all right. Got to start with this. The 911 call heard around the world yesterday. Allie, I know you keep current. You probably saw this. The Cleveland Browns fan who was so excited about Odell Beckham being traded to the Browns.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I think you're going to enjoy this very much. Now, we should set this up for people who are not fans of the football, that the Cleveland Browns are historically one of the worst teams ever.
Yeah.
In fact, last year they may have come close to a winning record for the first time in as long as I can remember.
Yeah, they made some trades and were looking not as bad last year.
Yeah, I believe the previous 2 years, am I wrong, Chip, you would know, hadn't they won like one game in 2 years?
I think that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, they're that bad, okay? They are, their stadium is called the Factory of Sadness. they live in Cleveland, which is known as the Mistaken Lake. I mean, there's a lot of bad things happening for Browns fans. So it was huge news when one of the, I don't know, top five premier players in football got traded to the Browns this week, Odell Beckham Jr. So this guy goes berserk in his neighborhood, running around just screaming at the top of his lungs because he cannot believe this good fortune has come Cleveland's way. Well, a neighbor called 911.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home. And he's yelling and screaming and, like, flailing his arms.
A frantic 911 call to Shaker Heights Police Tuesday night.
And I don't want to get my kids out of the car yet because I don't know what's going on.
First, I thought it was a woman because it was very high-pitched.
Carita Jackson lives on Winslow Road.
If you saw a guy running around in your neighborhood, waving his arms in the air and screaming, would you be afraid to get out of your car? Would you think that this is like a meth dude?
Yeah, I wouldn't want him coming after my kids. Absolutely.
Yeah, understandable. Okay. Yeah.
And then I saw this man running down the street, just flailing his arms. And I was like, oh, my God. So I put my kids back in the car, of course. And so I was, call the police.
And then, boom, we got OBJ.
All right, this is the guy. They actually talked to the guy, and we'll hear some of the video that he was shooting while he was running around the streets being so excited about the trade.
I was so excited. I couldn't help myself. I was just jumping around my house, and my little brother told me to stop, but I couldn't because I was so excited.
Robert Stewart lives right across the street.
I mean, this is you don't have a lot to cheer about if you're a Browns fan.
And I love that his brother's like, please take your happiness outside. We don't want it in this house.
Couldn't nothing stop me.
Woo!
So I had to come rejoice outside.
We got him down!
He's just rejoicing outside, you guys.
I love him so much.
We got him down!
Have you ever been that excited about anything in sports? Even when your team wins the World Series or the Super Bowl, do you run around screaming at the top of your lungs and waving your arms in the air?
If I say no, my neighbors will say, really? Let's think back to June 11th, 2012.
Okay.
Angeles Kings. I lost my mind.
There have been times. Yeah. Okay. So you can relate to this young
man.
Gotcha.
We got Odell.
Jumping up and down the street. We got OBJ. Like, oh my God.
However, Stewart's celebration was cut short when officers arrived. But when he told them why.
Oh, we got OBJ. And then we dapped it up. Everything was all cool. And they went back on about their day.
So the police come and they're going, oh yeah, totally understandable.
We dapped it up. Oh, I love him.
So crisis averted.
Oh. Those officers then crossing the street to share the excitement with Jackson.
He asked me, are you a Browns fan? I was like, no, not really. And he was like, well, he was celebrating the Browns' big win. I was like, oh, did they play a game? He was like, no, they got Odell Beckham Jr. I was like...
So the neighbor across the street doesn't even know it's not even football. She just assumes he's excited because they won a game.
Sure.
No, it's the trade. She doesn't get that.
Amazing.
Oh, well, congratulations.
As for Stewart, his plans for if the Browns win the Super Bowl.
Easy now. let's not live in fantasy world here, but let's see what the young man has to say.
But no words now.
Probably won't disturb any neighbors.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Okay, now wait, because he's got more. You'll love this part.
I might be flying.
He might be flying.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. Can you fly if your team wins the Super Bowl?
I guess we'll find out if it happens in Cleveland. They will burn that city down if they win the Super Bowl. I mean, they've had, obviously, championships with the Cavaliers and everything. But if the Browns win, that's going to be like when the Cubs won or when the Red Sox won for the first time. People, like, no one alive has ever seen it, you know,
right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the Browns have ever won a Super Bowl. I think they did win a championship in the pre-Super Bowl years. But it's been a long, long time. So that's the 911 caller of the week. Good stuff, right?
I love that she thought it was a woman at first because it was so high-pitched.
All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin Bean Show, shall we?
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Yeah, indeed. On the program today, Ali is going to drop some knowledge on us. Apparently, there are some significant characteristics of early risers versus night owls. We are not all the same people.
I'll tell you right now, a little teaser. One of you overwhelmingly believes in ghosts.
Oh, that is interesting. That is interesting.
Right?
I just hope I'm on the right side of which one lives the longest. That's what I'm most nervous about, because I have a feeling there is something there. Also, I signed up for the, at the end of the show, if you heard it, or you're a podcast listener, I signed up for the April the Giraffe text yesterday to text alerts to find out when she goes into labor, maybe as soon as this weekend.
Yeah, you got scammed. Why don't
and
you
I feel like
with
I,
that?
I feel like I may have been scammed. I feel like I may have signed up for something that is going to cost me $5 every time they text me, and I may not be able to afford my mortgage because it sounds like I've screwed up, you guys. I did not read the fine print, as my attorney, Allie McKay, advised me. So today we're going to be talking about subscriptions that you signed up for and you couldn't get out of them, or they ended up costing you way more than you thought they would. If we have time, we're going to get to the christening today. Apparently,
yes.
Allie, the christening is getting down to, what, the final eight now?
Yeah, it's basically a March Madness bracket of your favorite Chris's, Christopher's, even Topher Grace is in there because he's Chris Topher.
He's a fake Chris, but
yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's coming down to the elite eight of the christening.
I'm just excited to see Christopher Lloyd still in the running, by the way.
Amen. And Walken.
And Christopher Walken's
yes.
still in the running. Gosh, this is, you know, I think we all have to decide who our favorite Chris is on the program
today.
Oh,
for sure.
And that is going to be tough to do. Friday means we keep it 100 on the program as well, and we've got phenomenal passes for the Paley Fest 2019 panel with a cast of not only Star Trek Discovery, but the new Twilight Zone with Jordan Peele as well. It's going to be your first look at that. We've got those to give away and more Disneyland Resort tickets as well. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. We thank you so much for joining us. By the way, for folks who are listening on the stream, they did get it fixed near the end of yesterday's show.
Yeah.
The little radio.com elves managed to figure out the problem. We apologize for the inconvenience for a couple of days. You were getting cut off at the end of the segments, but I think we got that worked out. So hopefully you're streaming the show wherever you are today across this great land of ours, and we'll enjoy it. Allie's here now with our first look at what's happening.
Well, what's happening is you're up early, and I want to award you for that by giving you, yes, you, a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Us.
Yay!
It's happening at Pacific's The Grove on Tuesday, March 19th. The movie comes out in theaters on March 22nd. So, I mean, you've got a leg up on all of us. And if that's not enough, to see one of the most highly anticipated movies of the year, we're going to give you a $25 Jersey Mike's gift card. What is going on? It's too much.
It's too much. It's
it
a
is
lot.
It's too much. But you're awake, and we love you for that. Why don't you give a call right now to 1-800-520-1067, and you are going to be caller 20 to win that pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Us happening at Pacific's The Grove on March 19th with your $25 Jersey Mike's gift card just burning a hole in your pocket.
Would you have ever expected after the Key and Peele...
What?
After the Key and Peele years that Jordan Peele would go off to...
Key and Peele years.
What did I say?
Key and Pee?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, please, no.
It's okay. It's all right.
Oh, no.
Trout and May.
Oh, somebody's writing this down for a moment with. Could you have imagined that Jordan Peele would go on to be one of the premier horror movie our tours of our time. Like, did you see that coming?
No, not at all. And if I'm honest, I would think that Keegan-Michael Key, who does so much, mm-hmm. would be the one to kind of break out, because Jordan always seemed kind of like the quieter, hang back mm-hmm. kind of guy. So this is phenomenal. But he was hanging back because he had a lot going on in that noggin.
He freaking won an Oscar for his first movie, for Get Out.
Yeah, and this is just the beginning of this guy's.
I think so. I'm very excited to see this one and see where he goes from here. Yeah. So great prize right now.
I mean, would it kill him to do a few more Key and Peele's, though? I mean, they have to address Liam Neeson after all that went down. I don't think Liam Neeson is there anymore, if you know what I'm saying.
I do, yes.
Yeah, good stuff, you guys. So some fallout from, you know, the huge bribery scandal that's rocking our nation. You know, a couple stars were accused of bribing the University of Southern California as part of the college admissions cheating scandal. We know, of course, about Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman because they're the two celebrities that have been named. But now the fallout has begun with them. Hallmark has cut ties with Lori Loughlin.
Now, how are you doing with that news?
Here's the thing, and a lot of people were saying, are you super bummed? She's like the face of Hallmark. She might be the face of Hallmark, but she's in just a couple Hallmark Christmas movies, which is where my heart is, you mm-hmm. guys. That's my heart.
Who's your leader?
Oh, it's got to be Candace Cameron Bure, Lacey Chabert.
Oh, Lacey Chabert, yeah.
You've got Alicia Witt. You've got Danica McKellar. Those are my...
So your squad is still intact.
My squad is so strong.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's mostly the Hallmark. She's got... She was anchoring a garage sales mysteries movie franchise. And then she does have a show called When Calls the Heart, which is in the middle of airing their sixth season right now.
I had no idea.
Yeah, their sixth season. So they have said, we're evaluating all of our options for that because they've got seven more episodes to go in this season. And the thing that bums me out is, I mean, there are people, there are hairdressers, costumers, all of the crew that's working on that show. Why should they be the ones that have to suffer for her misstep? It sucks.
That is always the case whenever something like this happens. There's a lot of collateral damage.
Yeah. As for her influencer daughter, Olivia Jade, that never really wanted to school. And I Mm-mm. bet if Lori and her husband listened to her daughter saying, I don't want to go to school, and realized she's an influencer that's making a ton of money.
Yeah, 2 million followers.
Maybe let this girl just do her own thing. Not everyone has to go to college, which I'm now kind of figuring this whole thing with them seemed to be more about how people looked at them than how they looked at anyone else. But she's being dropped by Sephora and Tresemme. So she's not doing too well in her influencer zone. But, of course, she'll have her own show within 2 years. And
oh, yeah.
That'll be fine.
I mean, if they just hadn't forced their daughter to go to college who didn't want to go to college, they wouldn't be going to jail, and she would still be making tons of money as an influencer.
Yeah, it's all very, very insane. TMZ also said that Fuller House is cutting her as well, which is odd because they're not currently in production. I thought that they were done. So,
yeah, I thought so too. Do we know anything more on why William H. Macy has not been arrested?
I do not. I haven't looked into that.
Isn't he on some of the recordings where the
Jensen said he read through most of all the court filings and said that he's on recordings in a couple different meetings. So I don't know what the deal is with that.
Because I feel like some of the other families, the both parents were indicted.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's just too awesome.
Do you think they just looked at him and said
Fargo, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's really... Well, I shouldn't say that's not how our justice system works.
Does it?
Because it is so jacked. But I'm hoping that is not how our...
I mean, they were preparing the paperwork to put out a warrant for his arrest, and somebody said, have you seen Shameless?
You're an idiot.
I'm just saying, something's going on.
Oh, goodness. Quite a few birthdays today. We've got Eva Longoria, Fabio, RBG.
Old is she? 80 what?
Mark Hoppus, Mark McGrath, Brett Michaels, Dee Snider, Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead.
This is a rock day, man.
Kellan Lutz, Will I Am, and for reals this time, Mike Catherwood. Happy birthday.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Would you have ever expected after the Key and Peele's that...
What?
After the Key and Peele years, that Jordan Peele would go off to...
Key and Peele years.
What did I say?
Key and Peele?
Oh, no. That was A Moment with Bee. I think I was trying to say Peele and years as one word, and that's not what I meant to do at all. Hey, Fri-yay.
Hey.
Kevin and Bean Show. Ali is here with another look at what's happening.
I thought you were just trying to save time, like Tim Apple.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, it's fake news, man.
Understandable.
If you heard anything else, just the media's trying to make me look bad.
You guys, again, up early, I want to give you something, and this is really something.
Call now.
Well, I haven't told you what it is yet. Paley Fest, so much fun. It's happening March 15th through the 24th at the Dolby Theater at Hollywood and Highland. For all the info, go to paleyfest.org. But I want to give you a pair of tickets to the Paley Fest 2019 panel with the cast and crew of Star Trek Discovery. What? And you're saying, oh, that's pretty cool. What if I also told you the cast and crew of The Twilight Zone?
Yay!
All together, you guys. This is at the Dolby Theater on March 24th.
That's quite a doubleheader.
Yeah, you're going to see basically little previews and stories about a show that none of us really know nothing about anymore. What? Hmm? Oh, it's catching, Bean. It's catching.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to infect you.
It happens. What? Yeah, pull that. 1-800-520-1067. And let's give caller 20 that pair of tickets to the Paley Fest 2019 panel with a cast and crew of Star Trek Discovery and The Twilight Zone at the Dolby Theater on March 24th.
Whoever wins this ticket, we would like you to call us the next day and tell us all about it. Because as Ali mentioned, we've not seen one frame of The Twilight Zone.
Absolutely. So you're going to go...
It's a mystery.
Go to this on a Sunday. We want you to call on Monday and tell us. And what if Jordan Peele is there, right?
I'm not going to say his name, but I hope he is. I can't imagine he wouldn't be.
What if JP is there, Bean? Wouldn't that be super cool?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, Rosario Dawson... she does not have a type. I'm just going to say that.
That is true.
Right now. She is now confirming that she is all in for Cory Booker, you guys. She told TMZ of her love. I'm just grateful to be with someone that I respect and love and admire so much. So there were rumors that she was dating Cory Booker, who is now, you know, running for president in 2020. So she could be our first lady if he wins.
She would be the hottest first lady ever.
She is a beautiful woman.
No offense
woman.
To Michelle Obama, no offense to Melania Trump, but Rosario Dawson as our first lady, I'm all in. I now am voting for Cory Booker.
And Barbara Bush, don't leave her out.
Oh,
no offense.
Yeah, she's the OG.
Guys, let's just talk about some of her past loves. Eric Andre is the most recent. She dated Jay-Z. Jason Lewis from Sex and the City. He played Smith. Super hottie. She lived with him for a couple years. She dated Danny Boyle. She does not have a type at all. Which I kind of respect, because that just means you're open to love in any and all of its forms.
Let me ask you this, Ellie. If you're dating Cory Booker, are you pleased or unhappy that he decides to run for president? Because that just upends your whole world.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with anyone in politics ever. No.
No, but I mean, he's already a senator, so you're already in politics. But you're not happy when he runs for president, right?
I wouldn't be, but...
Because it means you now spend the next 2 years crisscrossing the country with him at pancake breakfasts in Iowa.
Well, yeah. But this just in. She dated Eric Andre.
Right.
So she...
He's open for anything.
She's up for a lot, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, NBC has found its new late night star, you guys. This is a big announcement because Carson Daly announced that he's stepping down as the host of Last Call.
Which none of us knew was still on, but God bless Carson.
God bless him. The network has announced that Canadian actress and YouTube sensation Lily Singh is to take over the 1:35 a.m. talk show slot.
I am not familiar with Miss Singh's work. Mm-hmm. I understand she's very popular. And congratulations to NBC for finally putting a woman in late night.
Yes, she is now the only woman to currently host a late night talk show on the Big Four broadcast network. So People were like, what about Samantha Bee? Not the big four. What about Chelsea? Again, not the big four. The series will be a half-hour program. She's going to conduct in-studio interviews, variety of guests as well, and star in some pre-taped comedy sketches. It will be called A Little Late with Lily Singh, and it will premiere in September.
I'll check it out for sure.
Absolutely. So not only an Indian woman, or not only a woman, but an Indian woman, a woman of color. NBC, look at you doing things.
Get to the point where a middle-aged white man can't get anything going anymore. I'll tell you that.
You had a good run. This is very concerning, and I am very upset. But Diana Ross was bizarrely poked by a belligerent fan and given the middle finger during a surprise midnight concert at the opening of a hotel in Times Square earlier this week. The woman shows up to do a surprise concert and you poke her?
No.
What are you? Well,
you don't touch Miss Ross.
No. So a male fan pushed his way through the crowd for a spot close to the stage to watch her perform. When she hit the stage, the seemingly tipsy dude proceeded to poke the icon from the front row as she was singing. She got irritated, attempted to slap his hand away and scold him with her finger, which led him to flip off Diana Ross. How dare
Murder
you, sir?
Button.
He was murdered instantly.
Should have been.
That is not what happened. He was rushed.
You don't
rushed.
Flip off a 75-year-old woman anyway, by the way.
No. Here's the thing. So you poke her, then you flip her off, and then he tried to grab her boa. Sir, three strikes, you are out.
Absolutely.
He was rushed by security, and they escorted him out of the venue. What the hell is going on?
You don't expect something crazy like that to happen at a Diana Ross
concert. Ross at a hotel. Like a random little, hey, Diana Ross at this hotel right now. Cuckoo. Just insane.
Was he just trying to reach out and touch somebody's hand? Is that possible?
I mean, I don't hate it, Bean.
Okay.
Chip hates it. I don't hate it.
Okay.
Some birthdays for you. We have got Mark McGrath, Mark Hoppus, Brett Michaels, Dee Snider, Phil Lesh, Will I Am, Kellan Lutz, Mike Catherwood, Fabio, Eva Longoria, and your favorite, Bean.
Who?
RBG.
Oh, RBG. God bless her.
You do love your little Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Live forever. Live forever. I may have to do a call-in topic one day on the weirdest first dance wedding songs you ever had, because that was Kevin and his wife's. That was what they danced to at their wedding for their first song.
I mean, it's a choice.
It is a choice. It's an unusual one, but that may be something in the future we have to do. Hey, quick reminder, the Kevin and Bean Show is live every day on K-Rock between 5:30 and 10, but we know that y'all have busy schedules and you miss a lot of the show, and I just want to remind you that we do have a podcast, and it is free, and it is available at iTunes. It's available wherever you get your podcast, Stitcher, for instance. Probably not radio.com lately, but I mean, they're working on it. They're going to get that fixed. KRock.com, same deal. We're working on it. But, you know, you miss, you know, great guests like Greg Fitzsimmons we had earlier this week, for instance. If you missed that interview, it was so much fun. That's the type of thing you want to catch up on. No reason to miss any part of the show. And we appreciate all of our podcast listeners. We hear from you often, and we love it. All right, Allie. You're gonna educate us.
I am. First of all, happy World Sleep Day, everybody.
Oh, I did not know that.
It is March 15th, World Sleep Day, annual event.
What are we
event.
Doing working today?
I know. Well, we're raising awareness for sleep disorders and the burden that they place on society. That's what World Sleep Day is all about.
I support it.
Well, and that brings me to my story, because I need to know, are you an early riser or are you a night owl?
Well, you know, all of us, not by choice, are early risers, but in my real life, even when I'm not at work, absolutely early riser.
You stick with it, yeah.
I get up between 6 and 6:30, 7 days a week.
Oh, good Lord.
And love it.
You're insane.
Well, you feel like you lose the whole day. If you're getting up at 11 a.m. or something like that, the next thing you know, it's time for bed again.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing with me. When I was a kid, and I'm talking 3 years old, my parents told me that they would walk by my room on the way to their room at 11 o'clock midnight to go to bed, and they would see my light on, and they'd open the door. And very often I was up just doing little things around my room. My dad said one of the funniest times he opened the door and I was dusting my dollhouse. Which is not a euphemism.
Very much sounds like a euphemism.
Not at all.
You're a teenager at this point? You're dusting your dollhouse.
I was three, but my parents were like, you just were this insane night owl as a little kid. But then in, I think, 2000 was my first morning TV job, so I started getting up at 2:30 a.m. So I would say I'm a little bit of both. Okay. I have to be an early riser for the job, but I would say, by and large, I'm more of a night owl.
When you get fired, I mean, if you were to ever lose this job, God forbid, what time would you, your natural body clock, inform you that it was time to get up?
Well, on the weekends, I still wake up in a complete panic around 5 a.m.
Sure.
But then I can go back to sleep.
Okay.
So I would say if I could, if I had my choice.
Yeah. Like if you could, if you could design your own schedule where you could get up at the exact time you want to every day, would it be around 8 or 10 or noon or what?
I'd say it would be 9:30. That would be amazing. Oh, that would be delightful. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because a look into our sleeping habits revealed some very interesting differences between those of us that stay up late and those of us that rise early. We're talking personality traits, hobbies, even our sex lives. So they surveyed 2,000 Americans split evenly between self-identified early birds and night owls. Would you like to see if any of these are accurate, Bean?
I would.
All right. Early birds.
That's me.
They sleep about 7 hours a night.
Okay.
Night owls, about 6. All right.
Understandable.
Early birds have sex 3 times a week and are more likely to be married.
Married, yes.
Okay. Night owls have sex about twice a week, more likely to be single. Early birds tend to make about $4,000 more on average in income than night owls.
Interesting.
Yes. Early birds more likely to work in an office than night owls, but they tend to be late for work, which I found very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you get up early, you'd think you'd be the last person to be late for work.
Absolutely. Early birds more likely to use Facebook, while night owls more likely to use Instagram.
That's a weird statistic, okay.
Well, I figured it's because most early birds would tend to be older. Older people like to use Facebook. Night owls tend to maybe be a bit younger, so okay. They're using Instagram. Early birds more likely to have high-quality sleep, while night owls more likely to have trouble falling asleep. Do you find that?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I do pretty well, but then I also drug myself.
Yeah, that probably helps.
Yeah.
Well, early birds describe themselves as clean, confident, energetic, friendly, happy, organized, and sociable.
I am some of those things.
You very much are.
I do fall off a cliff right there at the end.
Right there at sociable, yeah. Night owls describe themselves as perfectionist, sarcastic, and shy. I am a perfectionist. I am very sarcastic. Shy is not really one of my things.
Okay. So we got a mixed bag so far.
A mixed bag. Early birds, you like cooking, walking, hiking, playing sports, exercising at the gym.
Dead wrong.
Dead wrong about all that.
Dead wrong on me, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because I think you fall into the night owl, which their hobbies include reading and sleeping.
Absolutely.
That is so you.
Why exercise when you can sleep? Seriously,
people. I say that. But I think maybe because early birds, they're up early. That's when they do their walking, their hiking, their sports. Mm-hmm. They feel more energetic because they got more sleep.
Blah, moving.
Right? I'm saying. Early birds more likely to believe in love at first sight and to have tried online dating.
Okay.
Night owls. More likely to believe in ghosts and things like Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. Amen. Yes, yes, indeed.
So Allie was in the survey. She was contacted.
It really was. Early birds more likely to talk, snore, and move around in their sleep.
Very much.
I was going to say, has Donna told you you do all those things?
Sometimes she comes in from her room and looks. Yes, I do all of those things. I'm all over the bed.
Well, here's the thing, because if early birds are more likely to have high quality sleep and get more sleep,
yeah.
Why are you doing all those things?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know.
All right. Well, night owls more likely have pets on their bed. Hopefully theirs, because that would be weird. Doesn't specify. And early birds tend to wake up at about 6:15 a.m. And
that's right on for me.
Night owls tend to go to bed right before 3 a.m.
There are people who just stay up as late as they can every single night. They just do not want to go to bed. They just want to keep on doing whatever it is they're doing, I guess. Cramming as much as possible into their day. I get that. So it's just that's not my body clock.
There you have it. You are apparently boning more, making mm-hmm. more money, mm-hmm. having more high-quality sleep, yet you're just snoring, moving around, and likely talking to nobody that's sleeping next to you. So none of this makes sense is what I'm saying.
But I'm getting all... You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. This is a fun day for us music fans because coming up in about a half an hour or so, Allie will present That's My Jam, where we add songs to our playlist that we are loving right now.
Yeah.
And then just after 9, we give you a chance to choose your favorite song. Whatever you've ever heard on K-Rock, we will play it for you if we still have it. That's Kevin and Bean's That's My Jam. Those are both still to come. All right, if you're listening now, you probably weren't with us at the end of the show when I was alerted to the fact that April the Giraffe is getting ready. She's very close to giving birth to her fifth giraffe. This weekend, it's possible she may give birth, but certainly by the end of the month.
Sure.
Now, Allie, you've doubted April in the past because you thought she was faking that last pregnancy because it went on for so long.
I thought she was faking it because people are like, any minute now, and it was mm-hmm. over a month and a half until it happened.
Well, it's an inexact science, how long it takes to have a giraffe.
Sure.
And then now you've come to the point where you don't even think there is an April giraffe.
No.
You think it's all just CGI.
It's CGI. There's no April. You have all been duped.
It's a scam. Well, the reason it came up is because she's getting ready to have this new pup, and I got an alert that you can sign up for a text notification when April goes into labor. And I mentioned, just briefly to recap the conversation at the end of yesterday's show, I mentioned that I am tempted to do this because I basically lived and breathed in front of that computer screen last time because I didn't want to miss it. So like every 15 minutes, I would wake up if I was asleep and check the cam to make sure she hadn't given birth yet. So if I get a text alert, boom, I'm in business. But the way it's worded concerned me because it said the price is $5 for one phone number alert.
Right.
Now, then I started thinking after I clicked on it, and it also says there are no refunds or exchanging once subscribed to the service, mm-hmm. and there's no way to opt out from it.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're charging me $5 every time they send a message?
And you started thinking that, why? Oh, because I said to you, don't click on it. They're going to charge you for every text. And you're like, I don't know. I'm going to go for it. What is wrong with you?
Well, I mean, because I didn't think that was possible. But now I'm concerned that it is, because then I got the text that said, welcome to Giraffe Watch 2019. And I thought, oh, my God, does that cost me $5?
Absolutely.
So I'm just wondering how far into debt I'm going to be by the time she has her dumb giraffe.
Yeah, you don't think it's going to be to the point where, like, right as she's giving birth, they send the text like, the time is now, tune in. No, they're going to be like, well, just an update on April. Things are looking good for it. Then, like, 2 days later, well, that was a false alarm, but stay tuned. They are going to keep doing this, and it's going to be in the thousands.
I've been soaked is what you're
you
saying.
You have been.
I'm going to get an update on every centimeter her cervix is dilated.
Yes.
It's the cervix that dilates, right? I have that right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this got us on the topic. We'll find out how this goes for me, but this got us on the topic, and this is why we want your calls at 1-800-520-1067. All of us have subscribed to something or signed up to something that seemed cheap and ended up costing way more money than you thought it would, and you couldn't stop the subscription. They made it impossible for you to get out.
Yeah.
By the way, it's like even something as wonderful as DirecTV, and I've been a subscriber since it became available, you know, in the early 2000s, you can't cancel online. You have to talk to a real person, for instance. They make you call them to make it as difficult as possible. They make it really hard to get somebody to talk to about it, and then they do everything they can to talk you out of it.
Right.
Subscriptions are tough to get out of because they make their money by you paying every single month. So when have you been burned by this at 1-800-520-1067? We're looking for your calls on the Kevin and Bean Show. Muggsy!
Yo!
What's up, my friend?
So as you guys know, I'm losing my hair at a rapid pace.
We hadn't even noticed. Yeah. You look fantastic.
No, yeah. It's going. It's going. And I heard this. It almost sounded too good to be true. A commercial on AM radio for a topical that slows down hair loss. So I called this company, and it just so happened that they were having a free 60-day trial to use their topical.
Excellent.
And
okay.
At the end of the 60-day trial, you could decide if you wanted to keep ordering it, mm-hmm. ordering it or not.
Sounds like a good deal.
Right. So at the end of the 60 days, I didn't really see any drastic results to be, you know, to like be committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm just going to, you know,
opt
look
out.
For something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cancel.
So... 2 weeks later, I get a package in the mail, a bundle. Topicals, creams, pills, prostate health pills. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I call the company and they said, oh, after our 60-day trial, you automatically signed up for our like, bundle bonus package, which is $50 a month, and we send this to you every month.
Oh, my no. God.
And I was like, well, first of all, I didn't order this. Second of all, thanks, but no thanks. And they're like,
my attorney, Alan Kay, yesterday said, read the fine print, which I didn't do when I signed up for Giraffe Watch 2019. And it sounds like there was something in what you agreed to with the free 60 days that you didn't know about either.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, I didn't read anything. I just heard it on the radio, and the fine print was, oh, sounds great. Okay, great. So, yeah, I got duped.
Oh, man.
And then how hard was it to finally cancel it? Did they keep sending it to you every month?
He's still getting it.
So finally, last month, they finally stopped sending it, but I could not get anybody on the line in customer service. But if you wanted to talk to the sales reps, no problem. So I would trick them in giving me a sales rep, and I'm like, listen, I don't want to buy anything. I just need to talk to customer service to cancel this. Okay, please hold. Hello, welcome to Domini. Would you like to order? No, get me off the phone!
So you finally settle it?
Yeah, I finally got rid of the stuff. So.
And did they end up charging you that $50 for the stuff they sent you? Were you able to fight that too?
I fought it with my credit card company, and I got two charges of the $50, but the problem is with the card that I used, I have it connected with so many like auto pays. I have for my kids' tuition. I have didn't want to have to cancel that card and order another one. So they finally, I had to go through the credit card company and they disputed it and I got it back.
Well, that is no bueno. Let's take a call before the break at 1-800-520-1067. Let's make it Patrick. He's in HB. Hey, Patrick. We're talking about you signed up for something. You thought it would be free or cheap. Next thing you know, you're in for hundreds of dollars. What happened to you, my friend?
Morning, guys. Yeah, I got hooked up with that pyramid scheme, Primerica, a couple years ago.
Oh,
and it's like a life insurance, you know, insurance program sales company.
Yeah, I remember Primerica. I remember when they were in the news when that went down.
Yeah, so the first day when they bring you on board, you sign up, you know, to be part of the company, and you get hooked up with this education subscription where they teach you how to, you know, do the pyramid scheme, and it's a monthly charge. You give them all your information, and they say, look, we're not going to charge you until you're rolling and you're good to go. I went to the first meeting. I said, no, this is a joke. Never came back, never showed up. Like 2.5 years later or something, when my wife and I merged our bank accounts, she goes, hey, honey, what is this charge you're getting every month? And cause I don't balance my bank account, but she does, luckily.
Patrick, I love it. She's like, this has been going on for 2 years, dude, and you had no idea.
How much were you in for?
It was like almost $600, like, something like that.
Oh, no.
So she's laughing at me going, you're an idiot, and I couldn't argue. So I called them and I said, hey guys, I never actually worked for you. Like, I came to one meeting and I realized it was a scam. I'm out. And you guys have been charging me this whole time. And they said, yeah, well, you signed the paperwork. You signed the contract. You're in it. Advice to anybody who gets hosed on something like this, I went on Consumer Report and put a negative review. Like, I blasted them on Consumer Report. And that day I got a response from someone saying, hey, take your thing down, please. And I said, give me my money back. After a couple of weeks of going back and forth, they actually did pay me back. So Consumer Report, work.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Look at that's all great right. advice.
That's really, I'm glad we talked to you. Thank you, Patrick, for the call. And if before you sign anything, call your attorney, Allie McKay, is what I'm saying.
And before you sign anything, make sure you have a good woman in your life that will catch all this stuff.
No kidding. 1-800-520-1067. Your call is next on K-Rock. Beastie Boys next on K-Rock. First, this email. My brother had AOL. When he died in 2006, I connected them to cancel. The a-hole with AOL kept to his script that they used to prevent canceling about how my brother may need access in the future to his email.
Oh, no.
I was so angry when I finally got off the phone. Imagine trying to call when a family member dies and you're trying to cancel a subscription and they still say no.
You just keep going, dead, 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 dead.
They're like, that should be all they need to know.
Nope.
All right, let's give me some Jeff here, please. Laverne, line two. Hey, Jeff, we're talking about you signed up for something. You thought it was going to be cheap or free, and it turned out to be the opposite. What was it?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I did the Columbia House records and tapes back in the day.
Oh, how can you beat 13 albums for a penny to get started?
Oh, no. It was 15 albums at $19 a piece. And being like 17, I think I was at the time, I taped a penny on the card, sent it in. And next thing you know, it was on my credit report because for some reason they said I didn't order all whatever, however many was, 18 or 19 of them. And it was on my credit report for 7 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. God, I used to love that Columbia House. When that catalog came and you go through it and you look at what... Did you do that, Ellie, too?
No.
It was amazing. But you're right. Then they sign you up for the rest of your life paying $20 for every album. All right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that, Jeff. Yours are next after the B. The B.
Kick it.
Somebody could have said Steve. You guys really kind of hung me out there to dry. I said, hey, it's time for the B. I just wanted you to say C, and then I come back with boys, and then but we're off and running with a song.
I just waited long enough to say kick it, and it made Chip and I laugh. Sorry, Bean.
I can't leave this country soon enough. All right, let's go to Karen. She's on line five. We're talking about subscriptions that you may have inadvertently signed up for. You didn't realize how much it was going to end up costing you, and then it was impossible to cancel. Karen, this happened to you?
It did. So I signed up to a makeup subscription called Ipsy, and it actually ended up being $10 a month, and they would send you samples of the makeup. Mm-hmm. I ended up wanting to cancel it, and canceling it was a nightmare. I went onto the website. I clicked cancel. It asked me like five times if I was sure. And then I finally got an email saying, okay, you know, we're sorry to see you go. We're going to cancel your subscription. The only thing you have to do is come back to this email at the end of the month and click this link and it'll cancel. So I kept forgetting to go back at the end of the month and canceling. So I kept paying for the subscription until finally I set my alarm for the last day of the month and I was able to cancel it after 5 years.
After five years.
5 years,
kid. Yeah.
You were this close to faking your own death to get out of that.
Every first of the month, she's like, damn it.
I forgot again.
For 5 years.
Karen, that is amazing. I bet you look beautiful.
I hope so.
You should, right? After all that, thank you for the call. I appreciate it so much. Let's go to Ryan, please. Line three. He is in the LBC listening to K-Rock here this morning. Ryan, what's up, my friend?
Hey, good guys. How you doing?
Good. Great.
Hey, so the worst thing ever to cancel is satellite radio.
Tell me about that.
They rope you in. They give you this free subscription when you buy your new car. You get 3 months, and then you sign up for a year. The problem is it's so cheap that you just pay for the whole year. You don't pay the $3 a month or $5 a month. And then at the end of the year, if you're ready to get rid of it or cancel it, you tell them you want to cancel, you assume it's all done, and a year later you get hit with the charge again. Oh. So then you sit on the phone for 40 minutes trying to cancel it again, and they say, oh, we'll credit you back. And I think what they do is they give you a credit back, but then they hit you again a year later. And I was in a cycle for 3 or 4 years trying to get my stupid radio canceled.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just impossible, right?
Nice. Let me introduce you to your soulmate. Assistant producer Christine has joined us in studio. Christine, you have also gotten the SiriusXM runaround?
Well, and here's the thing. I'm a huge fan. I'm a radio nerd like Bean. have a lot of friends who work at those stations, and I wanted to support. I thought it was so cool, but I just couldn't, at one point, couldn't afford it. So most of the cars I leased, especially when I was younger, come with like a free year. Mm-hmm. And so you decide, okay, I'm going to do this for a little while. And the very first time I signed up, I could not get out of it. Just like Ryan, it took me years. So the next two cars I leased, I didn't even activate the free usage of it because I was so traumatized. Yeah. With, I mean, I want to say at one point they were sending a letter a day or at least maybe three or four a week to renew, plus wow. phone calls. It was insane.
Oof.
Doesn't it seem like, and thank you for the call, Ryan, we really appreciate you, sir. Doesn't it seem like it ought to be for any of these businesses as easy to cancel as it is to sign up?
Not to the business, no.
No, yeah. But I'm saying to us, the consumer, right?
Sure.
From the 661, I made a donation to the Nature Conservancy once, and I thought it was going to be a one-time thing, but they ended up charging me $25 every month. Luckily, I caught it after just a couple of months, and I called to cancel, but they still kept charging me. I had to call back multiple times for them to get it. Plus, they kept sending me thick envelopes of ads for a company that wants to save the world. They sure do go through a lot of trees.
Oh, dear.
That's my jam. Every Friday morning, we do it on Ali.
I'm ready to let go.
Oh, that's me. I talked.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time for What's the Happening. Allie is here on a Friday Kevin and Bean show. It's one of our very favorite segments of the whole week because you bring us new music for the weekend.
Sure do. And listener Edwin wrote in and said, if we don't immediately change the name to What's My Happening, we're doing it wrong. So welcome to What's My Happening. This is when we talk all about new music and maybe even sometimes music that we just forgot about and remembered how great it was. So we put it on a playlist called That's My Jam. You guys, go on over to our socials at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. We're going to link you to the playlist. It's got over 100 songs. It's about 5.5 hours long right now. Press shuffle. You are going to dig it because every member of the Kevin and Bean show puts a new song on each week. Bean, we're going to start with you.
I am very excited that this young woman finally has a full-length album available. She has been teasing us with a series of singles over the past 2 years, including Don't Kill My Vibe, not the Kendrick song, the great song from Sigrid. She's 22 years old. She's Norwegian. And she has picked one of her best songs as the title track for this new album that just came out last week. Here's Sigrid and Sucker Punch.
It hit me like a sucker punch. Just one look.
You know, I have been championing more women on K-Rock for a long time, and that's one example of why we don't play that song and it's not a smash hit on this radio station is beyond me. But the whole album is great, you guys. Definitely check it out. Her name again is Sigrid, S-I-G-R-I-D.
I love it. I understand we have a guest caller right now.
Oh.
It's Jensen, who is out of town right now, but he's like, listen, I like my song so much, let me intro it. Hi, Jensen.
Oh, hello.
How's Seattle, Washington?
It's beautiful, man. It's perfect. It's not too cold yet. I think it's supposed to get colder today, but it is. Man, I don't know. Maybe you stay here and not go to London.
It's a pretty sweet place to live, I'll tell you that. Well, Jensen has the day off. He'll be back on Monday, but we're doing That's My Jam. And neither of us, Allie or I, know much about the Winnetka Bowling League. In fact, I'm going to say I don't even think they have a Wikipedia page yet. Jensen, what's up?
Okay, Winnetka Bowling League is a new band from Matthew Coma, who a lot of people know from his TMZ articles about marrying one of the Gus sisters. But beyond that, he won a Grammy last year for songwriting, I believe, for Clarity. Was it last year, 2 years ago? He's awesome. We have a lot of mutual friends. He does sort of like a lot of pop punk with All Time Low. But here's what goes on. He has a new band. It's called Winnetka Bowling League, which, by the way, speaks to me directly as an 818er, because there is a Winnetka Bowling League. I'm telling you, I think these dudes, it's a quintet. He's with his brother in it, and this song is awesome. It's by Winnetka Bowling League. I'm telling you, I'm early on it, but you got to know about it.
All right, here is Kombucha.
Don't try to follow me on my heart. You always gotta rain on me and my vibe.
That sounds great, Jensen. Thank you so much for checking in, and have a fantastic weekend. We'll look forward to seeing you again on Monday.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, goodbye.
All right, so no Kevin. No who's filling Kevin. In the fourth slot this week?
I mean, okay, we're lifting her up right now. She's almost there. There she is. Chips at the microphone.
You guys know how I love my punk rocks, right?
We know, sure. Yeah.
All right, so this band, which I've been a fan of since 2014, since the first album, they're called Masked Intruder. They're actually on tour right now with The Interrupters, another band that we love. And the funny thing about this band is all of their songs are about committing crimes.
Oh, excellent.
And also, you don't know who any of the members are because they all wear ski masks. All you know them by are the colors of their ski masks. So there's Intruder Red, Intruder Yellow, Intruder Green, and so on and so forth.
Nice.
Their new album, 3, because it was their third album, came out 2 weeks ago. This is a song called No Case. You're telling everybody I'm the one. But you ain't got this shit done fun.
You got no case on me, bro.
This is a weekend party playlist this week.
I'm digging the song so far. Now, I want to take you down with mine. Because, here's the thing. Dumbo is going to be back in theaters on March 29th. It's Tim Burton's live-action remake of Dumbo. And Arcade Fire contributed their take to a song that's in the original film, which is... It's a heartbreaking moment of the movie where Dumbo's mom is singing this song to Dumbo because they're separated. And the song is just, it's sad and it's heartbreaking, but the way that they do it is beautiful. And by the way, it's a family affair on this. This is a quote from Win Butler from Arcade Fire. He said, "My mom plays the harp on this track. My brother plays the theremin. My wife sings and plays drums. And our son even plays the triangle, as well as the rest of our, quote, family in Arcade Fire." And then he said, "Also, listen for a cameo of my grandpa Alvino's famous Sonovox at the end." I mean, it is basically the whole Butler fam, the whole band as well, Arcade Fire. Here is Arcade Fire's take on one of the most heartbreakingly beautiful songs from Dumbo, Baby Mine. From your head to your toes.
Baby of mine. Oh, baby of mine.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get it together.
Somebody's taking this kind of hard. The original version of that song, by the way, was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song in 1942.
Oh, man.
And here we are all these years later, and it still sounds great.
It is a beautiful take on the song. Again, if you want to check out all of the songs on our That's My Jam playlist, just hit up at Kevin and Bean on all of our socials. Some birthdays for you today. Eva Longoria, Fabio, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Mark Hoppus, Mark McGrath, Brett Michaels, Dee Snider, Phil Lesh, Kellen Lutz, Will.i.am, and Mike Catherwood.
Gorillaz on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ here on a Friday morning. Next week on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, I'm already getting excited. The long-awaited return of Adam Carolla in studio on the program next week. The hilarious Thomas Lennon is going to be joining us next week. Comedian and actor Ben Schwartz is going to be here. Allie... Maren Dungey.
Yay, Maren.
New show called The Fix looks so, so good. Yeah. She's going to be joining us on Monday morning, so that is all going to be
and
fun.
And it premieres that night.
Yes, can't
so
wait.
So good.
Do I see that Mole is on the phone?
Really?
Is that possible? Mole?
Hey, Dean. Hey, Al. You know who it is?
Mole?
Yeah, Mole. We said that.
It's Mole.
Oh, hey, Mole.
Hey, Dean. I heard the news, dude. I can't believe you're being deported to England, man.
No, I'm not.
Horrible. What did you steal from work? Frozen waffles?
Mole, I'm not being deported.
Rubber bands and paper clips to shoot at people?
I'm not being deported. I'm leaving legally and voluntarily.
When you get on Hogwarts Express, when is this happening?
I'm moving to England at the end of the year.
Wait! Why would you go to England? We got fish and chips here. Plus, you know they spell the Beatles wrong over there.
I mean, all great points, Will.
I really should have consulted with you first,
yes.
But
well, you know what? You should have, because I got a lot of tips about England. If you're going to go there, you want to hear some?
Yes. Well, before you give me your tips, tell me this: have you ever been?
That's a great question. Okay, here's some tips.
Okay.
First thing, once you get there, as soon as you get there, give yourself a curb job so your teeth will fit in with everyone else's teeth.
Oh,
okay. My teeth may be too good coming from America.
Brilliant.
Brilliant, yes.
Here's the thing. You know, the queen is on Instagram now, so you can totally get with her.
Okay, I'm not sure it works like that, but yeah, I do follow Her Majesty,
just
slide,
yes. Slide into those DMs.
You know what's stupid in England? They call the money a pound. That's not money. That's how much weed I buy. Holla! Hey, you know what? The cops are called Bobbies, even when that's not their name. Stupid.
Right. Yeah, it's just a nickname, right.
They eat things like black pudding for Brexit.
No, for breakfast, you mean?
I don't know. The food's really confusing over there. Okay. Oh, here's some food tips.
Oh, good.
Okay. Whatever you do, don't drink the fizzy lifting drink because you'll fly up in the fan and you have to burp to get down.
Okay. I have no idea what we're talking. Is this a Mary Poppins reference? Is that what's happening here?
It's just an ad.
Oh, hey, you know what? They don't call them potato chips over there. They call them meatball hoagies, I think.
I think it's just crisps. Yeah, I think it's
crisps.
Crisps.
Oh, toad in the hole? Hardly any toad in it.
Okay. All right. This is good information. I should be writing this down.
By Quincy's in Manchester, they make a Devonshire clanger that'll knock your socks off.
Oh, what is that?
Wait, here's a couple more tips. They drive on the wrong side of the road, so it helps to get dyslexia.
Okay.
I think that's how it works.
You have a monocle and a top hat?
No. Do I need one to get
one? You're going to need a cane that you can use to knock on doors.
You know so much about England, Mole.
Yeah. Yeah. But, when you get there, here's that way to make a couple of bucks.
Okay.
If you fetch the goose in the store window as big as me, then Mr. Scrooge will give you a shilling. If you come back in less than 5 minutes, he'll give you half a crown.
Okay, I think that's just a Christmas carol.
He's watched a lot of movies.
He really has.
They all kind of get blurred together.
Mole, come with me.
Let's do it. Pip, pip, and honey nut cheerio, dude.
And to you as well, Mike. Who is the greatest Chris of all time? There are a lot of famous Chris's, and quite a battle has broken out, Allie, with this bracket, don't you think?
I was just upset that Father Christmas wasn't on it, but I understand.
I don't think you understand how Chris's work.
Okay,
no,
got
it doesn't.
Got it.
Anyway, we will discuss if it's going to be Chris O'Dowd or Christopher Lloyd or Chris Hemsworth or Chris Evans or who is the best Chris. We'll have a definitive answer for you coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, here on the Kevin and Bean Show, it's 8:23. All right. The 911 call heard around the world yesterday. Allie, I know you keep current. You probably saw this. The Cleveland Browns fan who was so excited about Odell Beckham being traded to the Browns?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I think you're going to enjoy this very much. Now, we should set this up for people who are not fans of the football, that the Cleveland Browns are historically one of the worst teams ever.
Yeah.
In fact, last year, they may have come close to a winning record for the first time in as long as I can remember.
Yeah, they made some trades and were looking not as bad last year.
Yeah, I believe the previous 2 years, am I wrong, Chip? You would know. Hadn't they won like one game in 2 years?
I think that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, they're that bad, okay? They are, their stadium is called the Factory of Sadness. they live in Cleveland, which is known as the Mistake on the Lake. I mean, there's a lot of bad things happening for Browns fans. So it was huge news when one of the, I don't know, top five premier players in football got traded to the Browns this week, Odell Beckham Jr. So this guy goes berserk in his neighborhood, running around just screaming at the top of his lungs because he cannot believe this good fortune has come Cleveland's way. Well, a neighbor called 911.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home. And he's yelling and screaming and, like, flailing his arms.
A frantic 911 call to Shaker Heights Police Tuesday night.
And I don't want to get my kids out of the car yet because I don't know what's going on.
First, I thought it was a woman because it was very high-pitched.
Kalita Jackson lives on Winslow Road.
If you saw a guy, if you saw a guy running around in your neighborhood, waving his arms in the air and screaming, would you be afraid to get out of your car? Would you think that this is like a meth dude?
Yeah, I wouldn't want him coming after my kids. Absolutely.
Yeah, understandable. Okay. Yeah.
And then I saw this man running down the street, just flailing his arms. And I was like, oh my God. So I put my kids back in the car, of course. And so I was, call the police.
And then boom, we got OBJ.
All right, this is the guy. They actually talked to the guy, and we'll hear some of the video that he was shooting while he was running around the streets being so excited about the trade.
I was so excited. I couldn't help myself. I was just jumping around my house, and my little brother told me to stop, but I couldn't because I was so excited.
Robert Stewart lives right across the street.
I mean, this is you don't have a lot to cheer about if you're a Browns fan.
And I love that his brother's like, please take your happiness outside. We don't want it in this house.
Could nothing stop me. So I had to come rejoice outside.
We got him down!
He's just rejoicing outside, you guys.
I love him so much.
We got him down!
Have you ever been that excited about anything in sports? Even when your team wins the World Series or the Super Bowl, do you run around screaming at the top of your lungs and waving your arms in the air?
If I say no, my neighbors will say, really? Let's think back to June 11th, 2012.
Okay.
Angeles Kings. I lost my mind.
There have been times. Yeah. Okay. So you can relate to this young
yeah.
man. Gotcha.
Oh, we got Odell.
Jumping up and down the street. We got OBJ. Like, oh my God.
However, Stewart's celebration was cut short when officers arrived. But when he told them why.
Oh, we got OBJ. And then we dapped it up. Everything was all cool. And they went back on about their day.
So the police covered their guy. Oh, yeah. Totally understandable.
We dapped it up. Oh, I love him.
So crisis averted.
Oh. Those officers then crossing the street to share the excitement with Jackson.
He asked me, are you a Browns fan? I was like, no, not really. And he was like, well, he was celebrating the Browns' big win. I was like, oh, did they play a game? He was like, no, they get Odell Beckham Jr. I was like.
So the neighbor across the street doesn't even know it's not even football season. She just assumes he's excited because they won a game.
Sure.
No, it's the trade. She doesn't get that.
Amazing.
Oh, well, congratulations.
As for Stewart, his plans for if the Browns win the Super Bowl.
Oh, easy. Easy now. let's not live in fantasy world here, but let's see what the young man has to say.
But no words now. Probably won't disturb any neighbors.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Okay, now wait, because he's got more. You'll love this part.
I might be flying.
He might be flying.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. Can you fly if your team wins the Super Bowl?
I guess we'll find out if it happens in Cleveland. They will burn that city down if they win the Super Bowl. I mean, they've had, obviously, championships with the Cavaliers and everything. But if the Browns win, that's going to be like when the Cubs won or when the Red Sox won for the first time. People, like, no one alive has ever seen it, you know,
right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the Browns have ever won a Super Bowl. I think they did win a championship in the pre-Super Bowl years, but it's been a long, long time. So that's the 911 caller of the week. Good stuff, right?
I love so that she thought it was a woman at first because it was so high-pitched.
All right. Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show means you get to be the music director of K-Rock. You get to pick any K-Rock song, past or present, that you love, that you're dying to hear to get into the weekend. We call it Keep It 100, and we'll open up that text line in about 15 minutes or so. So start thinking about what song you are going to request. Allie, I know we're a little bit late to the party on this, but please bring me up to speed on the christening because I am fascinated by this.
It's a huge deal, you guys. So on March 1st, a guy named Zach Heltzel, he's a comedy writer, co-host of the Normal Country podcast, he tweeted out, so I did a thing, and did a thing indeed. He put up, essentially it's a March Madness bracket, but with all people named Chris. And this could be Chris's, Christopher's, Christians. And it's actors, musicians, comedians, all named Chris.
So he has a Chris Farley bracket, a Christopher Lee bracket, a Christopher Reeve bracket, and a Chris Cornell bracket.
Yes.
Just to tell you how wide and varied the Chris's he chose are.
I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. It's everyone from like a Christopher Maloney to Chris Rock. Here's the one that a lot of people were like, who is Christopher Grace? Oh, well, that's Topher Grace because his real name is Chris Tougher.
He's a fake Chris, then, as far as
I'm concerned.
A lot
of people were really upset at the beginning, like Christoph Waltz. Why would he be able to be on there? There was some early controversy, you guys, because Chris Brown was on it. And people were like, wait, no. So he had tweeted, Zach tweeted, you know what? Conveniently, we did overlook a guy named Chris Pang, who was in... the Crazy Rich Asians movie.
Okay.
And he said...
So they swapped.
He said, and since Chris Brown is dead to us, this only contains living Chris's. Easy. Swap him out. Which I thought was just hysterical.
Now, I know we're going to get into the to the Elite Eight here, but I have to tell you, I'm actually surprised by some of the results of the earlier brackets.
Okay.
Like, for instance, Chris Rock lost to Christopher Guest. That surprised me. Although I think I might have voted for that
I would have voted Guest, for sure.
Chris Tucker over Chris D'Elia. Okay, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Chris Pine beat Chris Kirkpatrick. Okay, I guess that makes sense. Yeah. I was mortified. And I watch Chris Hayes on MSNBC. I think he's real good.
Uh-huh.
He's not Christopher Plummer from The Sound of Music, though.
No, he certainly isn't.
That one hurt me deep.
Did it not hurt you that Christopher Hayes was up against Chris Pratt, who was ranked number one? Chris Hayes, number 16. Chris Hayes won.
Whoa, what is happening?
That's a huge deal, you guys.
All right, and one more before we get into what's still available to us. Tell me how Batman lost to... Christopher Lloyd. How did we lose Chris Bale? What's his name? Christian Bale. How did we lose Christian Bale to Christopher Lloyd? How did that happen?
It doesn't make a lot of sense because Christopher Lloyd ranked fifth, but Christian Bale ranked number one.
Yeah,
again,
he was a number one seed. I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised to see him get down to the finals along with your Chris Evanses and some of your other famous Chrises. Chris Hemsworth, people like that.
The only thing I can think, well, first of all, Christopher Lloyd is a treasure. But do you think some people were like, I don't know who Chris Bale is? Like, they weren't thinking Christian.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is look at the outside of the bracket, and it says his full name is Christian Bale, but maybe that's very possible.
Maybe once it moved into, Sweet 16, they're like, I don't know this Chris Bale.
All right. Well, let's start in the Farley bracket, Allie. Let's decide. Chris Hayes, who has, as we say, MSNBC, has already gone further than anybody would have expected, is up against fake Chris Topher Grace. Who do you like for that?
A Topher Grace all damn day. Are you kidding me?
Even though he shouldn't really be in the competition, I think he
His name is Christopher. Absolutely should be.
All right. So we're going with him advancing over Chris Hayes.
100%.
Legendary Academy Award winner Christopher Walken versus one of the hottest actors in Hollywood today, Chris Pine. This is old school versus new school.
This is my biggest struggle so far with the christening. Because Christopher Walken is phenomenal.
He's great a legend.
In everything he does. However,
if he'd only done the Fatboy Slim video, he deserves to win.
I mean, slow down. But Chris Pine, and I've brought this up on the show before, that somebody from a very big charity told me that Chris Pine, behind the scenes, is the number one person they go to when they're granting wishes for sick children. He steps up above and beyond, and he does so much work behind the scenes with kids. And that changes things for me because he's such a good dude.
But may I counter with kids, whatever, he's mother effing Captain Kirk.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
That's cool, too.
I gotta say Chris Pine over Chris Walken.
Okay, so that was a plus. Okay.
Yes, that's a way plus. Yeah.
Okay, all right, then.
Chris Pine over Chris Walken in my eyes.
Okay, so we now have then for the final four. Is it the
final four? Well, we're only on one side of the bracket so far.
Well, I'm saying, though, the final four would be
Topher Grace and Christopher Pine.
Versus Pine. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
All right, now let's go over to the Christopher Lee bracket. This is where we have Christopher Lloyd going up against Irish superstar Chris O'Dowd, who is the ladies love him. The guys want to have a beer with him.
Yeah.
He is delightful.
Get Shorty, Bridesmaids.
Yes.
Family Tree.
Family
IT
Tree
crowd.
Is amazing. Yes, he's great in everything. But as you mentioned, Christopher Lloyd, who's already taken down Christian Bale, is also a cinema classic, an American legend from the Back to the Future movies.
Yeah.
I think I'm going new school on this one, and I think Chris O'Dowd is the future, and I'm advancing him.
Wow, this isn't called a christening. It's called Bean's ageism bracket. This is rough.
I love Christopher Dowd. He's one of those guys that I literally 100%. Will watch anything that he's in.
I agree 100% with you.
I just watched that dumb movie where he's obsessed with Ethan Hawke's rock band just because Christopher O'Dowd was in it.
Okay.
All right, who do you like?
I'm going Christopher Lloyd.
Oh.
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
I am. Break. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter because neither of these people are going to beat the winner from the Cornell bracket, which is Chris Hemsworth versus Chris Evans.
That's almost unfair that they go against each other.
Absolutely.
Because if they would both be number one seeds coming from different brackets.
Chris Evans is a number two seed.
Wow.
Which is insane to me.
So Thor versus Captain America.
Yes. It's so easy for me.
There's a lot of manliness there.
So
man.
Easy.
But there's so much hunkiness. How do you kick one of these guys to the curb? You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't even a question.
I'll say Evans.
100% Chris Evans.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. All right.
First of all.
Why so strongly for Evans?
First of all, he's Captain America. Uh-huh. So an American should
Hemsworth
win.
Is Thor.
I don't care. Is Thor American?
I don't think he is.
No, he's not. Number two, masshole. I'm going to do
that. Oh, that's
See,
not.
I knew you would change. I knew you would change it.
Hemsworth all day, all way.
No. And then the Gifted movie. You saw Gifted, right? Where he was the dad. And, his kid was so, not his kid. I think it was his niece. It's wicked smart. Anywho.
All right. So here's where we're at. And maybe we can revisit
this. This is our final four.
Yes. So we've got Topher Grace going up against Chris Pine to get into the finals. And then I've got Chris O'Dowd. You've got Christopher Lloyd going against Chris Evans to also get into the finals.
Yeah.
And soon, only one Chris will be standing. Where can people find the christening bracket if they want to play along themselves?
You would have to go to his Twitter page, which right here, let me find it for you. His name is Zach Heltzel, H-E-L-T-Z-E-L. So just put in Zach Heltzel, and you're going to find the christening, and feel free to play along at home, but we all know that Chris Evans wins this, right?
And now, a moment with Bean.
Would you have ever expected after the Key and Peele's that...
What?
After the Key and Peele years, that Jordan Peele would go off to...
Key and Peele years.
What did I say?
Key and Pee?
Oh, no.
That was a moment with Bean.
Oh, no.
Look.
Yeah.
I'm not good. Hey, Allie is there with What's Happening, and then we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067 right now if you have a song in mind. Look, we survived Owl City. We can take anything at this point. What do you want us to play? 1-800-520-1067. Text us to it right now. If you are texter number 100, we will play your song. Here are some of your great choices, plus Owl City in recent weeks. You know, I tease because we Owl City fans, the Hoots, love that we got to play that again and bring it back into consciousness.
So there's no such thing as a Hoots, Bean.
I'm a Hoot. I'm a Hoot. And a lot of our listeners are Hoots, it turns out, too. 1-800-520-1067, Texas, right now. We'll play your song coming up after the top of the hour and give you some Disneyland Resort tickets. First, Allie, what's happening?
Listen, I'll say this. Dave is the paramour, insane fan of all of us. Every time I hear just that little clip of Hard Times, I get happy. Why are we not playing that every single day?
That's a great question. It's a great song. It's a great band. And they are underrepresented as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Dave just woke up.
Dave,
first time we've heard from him all day today.
Good stuff. You guys, this is terrible, terrible news.
Oh, no.
When I saw this yesterday, I thought, oh, my God, this kid has been through a lot. But Louise Tomlinson from One Direction, His sister was found dead yesterday at the age of 18. Cause of death is being suspected as a heart attack.
What?
Unbelievable.
Did she have some sort of health problems that we knew of? Like, I don't know what contributes to health, heart attacks, but...
No prior history of heart trouble, no warning signs. She had sciatica, which is associated with back pain. But this is a young woman. She went by Fizzy, big social media influencer. She had 1.3 million followers on Instagram. She was designing clothes. She just had this really great outlook on life. And here's why, not only I bring it up because it's shocking news, but this comes just a few years after his mom passed away from leukemia in December of 2016. Man. This guy has just been through a lot, but I also bring this up because you think 18, a heart attack, that's just insane, but it made me think about how women's their symptoms of a heart attack are very different from men's symptoms. What do you think of when you think of a heart attack? What do you think of as a symptom?
Well, obviously pain in the chest, but also isn't there a thing where you start to have some numbness in your left arm?
People think you have numbness or pain in your arm, and they think of chest pain.
Right.
Those are the two things that you think of with a heart attack. For women, extremely different. They have those things, but they also have lightheaded, dizzy, you have unusual fatigue. Sometimes you'll just break out in a sweat. You'll be nauseous. But another thing that a lot of people don't think of, which when I saw that she had sciatica, which is the back pain, a lot of women have pain in their neck, their jaw, their shoulders, and upper back discomfort. She could have had this for a week. She could have been suffering from a heart attack, the symptoms for a while. And women really need to know symptoms of a heart attack because they are so different.
I've never heard of any of those, and I have no idea that they were so different between men and women.
I know. It's not talked about as much. I mean, when you think of women and diseases, you immediately think breast cancer because their campaign is so strong and we know so much about breast cancer. We don't know as much about heart disease and heart problems, which is the number one killer. Which is insane to me. So that is why I bring this up, because it's devastating to think of an 18-year-old dying anyway,
of a heart attack. That's too much for... He's a young person himself. It's too much to have gone through.
He's been through a lot. So I bring that up because, A, it is entertainment news, but also just to get maybe some of those symptoms out there for women that might not know about it. Do you guys remember, think back to the 1998 Grammy Awards, when old dirty bastard ODB grabbed that mic and he said, "Wu-Tang is for the children." Do you remember that?
I do.
It was the best because Wu-Tang really isn't for the kids.
I went and bought me an outfit today that costed a lot of money today. You know what I mean? Because I figured that Wu-Tang was going to win. I don't know how y'all see it. But when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best. Okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB and I love you all. Peace.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, ODB. Well, I bring that up because here we are, 25 years later, and the announcement that Migos is going to perform at the 2019 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. Migos, not necessarily for the children.
No, not super kid friendly.
Not sure how they're going to clear a song to play. They're saying it might be their collaboration with DJ Mustard and the song Pure Water, but maybe the references to the 10 bad bitches should be cut out. Not sure, but I am going to be paying close attention on March 23rd when those air to see what
they get by. How is
that
a booking? Why don't they just have the Jonas Brothers play or somebody?
I don't know, but it made me laugh so hard when I read that. The title of this article is Migos will water down 99% of their lyrics to perform at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah, if you're going to hire someone who can't use any words from their songs, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah. I
That's
love
hilarious.
It. I love it. All right. Some birthdays for you guys. We've got a lot of musicians, two of which are named Mark. Mark Hoppus, Mark McGrath, Brett Michaels, Dee Snider, Phil Lesh, Will.i.am, Mike Catherwood, Kellen Lutz,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Fabio, and Eva Longoria. And that.
Wow, apparently it's 311 week here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Sounds good. Thank you so much for tuning in here to the world famous K-Rock. We do this every Friday, a little feature we like to call Keep It 100, Hit It Steve.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'ma keep it 100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
So you text us any K-Rock song you love. If we have it, we'll play it. Let's find out what we just narrowly missed this time around. Noah from Reseda was into No Face by Suicide Machines.
Okay.
That would have sounded good, like
yeah.
that. Zolma, that's a name,
that's
in Canoga Park,
name.
Was looking for Burn by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh!
But temper your disappointment, Allie, because
okay.
wait till you hear what Nolan and Upland has to say. Two Nolans right around there, number 100. But you're the your texture 100. Nolan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you, Bean.
You as well. Dave tells me that you first texted in for this feature 224 days ago. Do you text every week for the same song or a different song or just once in a while? What's your strategy?
I mix it up a little bit. Like when you guys were down in Atlanta, I did Manchester Orchestra.
Oh,
Georgia band.
Look at you.
And I'll mix it up a little bit. But a few regulars. This is one in heavy rotation because it's one of my favorite songs.
One of ours, too. Before you announce it for us here on K-Rock, tell us about you. You working today? What do you got going on for the weekend? What's your deal?
Yeah, working today. Looking forward to the weekend. Having some buddies come out tomorrow for fantasy baseball draft. So going to get nerdy and have some fun.
Fantasy baseball, Allie. Has your vagina ever closed up harder?
I mean, it is so dusty right now, Nolan. I can't even tell you.
All right. You say it's one of your favorites. We would like to share it with the world. Please introduce your Keep It 100 song.
Yeah. This is the band Hum with their song Stars. Love you guys.
Thank you. You too.
Keep It 100.
She missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars.
What? What just happened?
I think Oops. Chip was quick on the trigger finger.
Yep.
Do you have a fun fact?
I have it. I don't know if I do or not, but okay. I certainly didn't need it before.
Keep it 100.
That's Nolan and Upland, his choice for Keep It 100. By the way, Mystery Lady texting in from the 310. Does Nolan need a wife? Sounds like there was a little bit of a love connection there.
Maybe she loved baseball.
I love that song so much from the album You'd Prefer an Astronaut. The band is called Hum. Allie, at this time every week, we ask you, do you remember what year was that a huge song here on the world famous K-Rock?
I was out of town for this because I had moved away. So I don't know what year it was huge on K-Rock. I can tell you when it was huge in my heart.
All right.
So it's definitely mid-90s. And
correct.
I am going to say maybe towards the tailor end of the 90s and say 97.
I'm going to say 95. 1995 is when that song came out.
See, where I was a lot less progressive, and we didn't get hits until 2 years after K-Rock, which is why my answer is 95.
So your answer was technically correct because you were on Utah time.
Yes.
Prior to it being released as a single, according to the Wikipedia page, Stars received heavy airplay on the Los Angeles radio station K-Rock. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, K-Rock jumped on the song so soon that RCA had to rush release the song nationwide a full month before the scheduled release of the single and became a big, big hit. Nolan and Upland, way to go. We'll do it again next Friday right here on Keep It 100.
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff. Right?
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know I barely listen.
I know some people after work and most others are still asleep. So it's lucky that your boy Jensen wraps up every week. Because Kevin went to Spain for some football and raving while Bean spent a night tweeting out daylight saving. And butterflies ascended on the whole West Coast as a sign that Limp Bizkit should play Weenie Roast. We asked if it's racist and if Facebook is whack. We ranked potato chips with Greg Fitzsimmons' little hat. And Mitt Romney birthday candles, what's up with that? And a caller let water trickle down his butt crack. And Sherry Appleby stopped by from high school just to explain to our listeners that I was extremely cool.
Yep.
Felicity Huffman, is that story true? If so, tell him, girl.
You see how white people do?
And Allie broke her back and had a drug-induced blast. If you missed that, download the podcast.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you, Mr. DJ.
I just feel like we did a lot of living this week on the show,
yes.
You guys. I wish I had not been reminded about the guy with the water in the butt crack, but it did in fact
He has
happen.
A name. His name is Manny.
And you, of course, have not forgotten
I will never forget him. I don't know what you're talking about, so I have to go to the podcast.
You really do.
You can catch the Kevin and Bean podcast almost everywhere you're used to getting it, except krock.com, but radio.com is a good choice, iTunes. And don't forget, if you're a fan of the B-Team, which is the other show that we generate every week with Dave and Beer Mug and Omar, they have a new episode dropping today, including our tribute to Luke Perry from when we had him on the program. So the B-Team, certainly worth checking out as well. All right, it is Friday.
Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Allie is here with our final look at what's happening.
And of course, this is when we welcome in Kat Corbett, who's going to tell us some great things going on this weekend. And I'm really glad you're here, Kat, because you and I have discussed traveling together.
Yes.
I think we know where we're going. We're going to England for Glastonbury.
Is it back on this
They
year?
Have revealed the lineup.
Oh, geez.
Here are your headliners for the 3 days. Stormzy, The Cure, and The Killers. Not bad. And then when I tell you about other bands, like, you know, you're going to have your George Ezra's, your Tame Impala's, your Liam Gallagher's, your Vampire Weekend's. Not bad, right?
I'm getting my wellies ready right now.
What if I told you that 42% of the lineup is female?
Yes!
Everybody talks about more gender equality in festivals. Mm-hmm. Glastonbury is the first one who has really, like, done it.
And by the way, there's no drought. Like,
right.
They're all there.
Yeah, yeah. And when I tell you who's going to be performing, I mean, this is a festival in itself. Billie Eilish, Janelle Monáe, Lauryn Hill, Lizzo, Janet Jackson, Miley Cyrus, Christine and the Queens. Are you kidding
me? Those weak female acts.
Oh, I am so all over this, you guys.
That's amazing.
So June 20, 26th or 30th?
Wait, I there for the Spice Girls? I have to get my itinerary. Aunt Bean, can you just adopt me when you move? That would be great.
Donna has been trying to work out some sort of a sister wives arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Where, excellent.
Where okay. Kat and Donna, we all live together.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that, I don't know, I'm not involved in that process at all, but they're going to let me know if they've agreed on that.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. Well, Bean, I'm also glad that you're here because we're going to talk tattoos. And you, of course, are going to get your first tattoo ever coming up.
At the end of next month. I sure am.
You are getting the Queen tattooed on your... Is it the tramp stamp? Are you getting lower
I'm
back?
Just,
no?
Okay. No. I'm going to get it on... Okay. You know, the usual first tattoo place, upper right shoulder.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. You just have to be prepared... If people don't like it, you have to be prepared for them talking about it on a grand scale. And someone that knows all about it is Ben Affleck. Because do you remember when those photographs of a full-color depiction of a phoenix taking flight that covered his entire back came to light? And people were like, this is staged, this is for a movie, that is not real.
Yeah, we were convinced it was either Photoshopped or faked.
And his exes all came out and were like, that's terrible. Poor guy. It turns out, not only was it real, but he said this on Ellen yesterday. It's not something that I kept private. It wasn't like I was doing photo shoots or whatever. We were 2 hours north of the city on an island in Hawaii. Had no idea paparazzi was there. They got a picture of my tattoo and sentiment ran, you know, against.
I know.
He then said, it's meaningful to me. I like it. I love my tattoo. I'm very happy with it. Luckily, I'm the one who has it. So basically, back off, people, is what he's saying.
He also doesn't have to see it.
Right? I mean, it is on his back, so technically, unless he's looking in a mirror, but...
Right.
You know what I just thought of? Bean, you're getting it on your upper, like the ball of your shoulder.
That's right.
So are we going to then see lots of t-shirts with the sleeves cut off?
A lot of tank tops. Yeah, yeah.
Not with this body, you're not.
A lot of tank top Bean is what we're saying.
Maybe you should get it on the forearm. Maybe you should
muscle T-Bean.
We've discussed on the air as we were having the discussion about my tattoo that I have the body of a veal. So there's no way that
Donna's words.
Yes, there's no way you're ever going to be seeing these guns.
Unbelievable. You guys, it's insane.
Should I get it on the forearm instead, though? Because I have thought
about
it.
I think that would be awesome if it was on your forearm. Then you see it constantly.
You gaze at her all the time.
Yeah.
Well, but then you have to do, is she looking back at you or is it the other way?
No, she has to look at him and
that's
be like,
what I'm saying.
Like she's knighting him every day.
Yes.
I also do and some things that I don't want Her Majesty to see.
Sorry, nobody could see that movement.
No, we got it, Allie.
She's very close to you at times when you maybe need
Please
someone.
Stop.
Okay.
Please stop.
God, I hate you. Kat, thanks for coming in because you're going to tell us some amazing things to do. Like if you're not busy doing that.
I'm never going to get that visual out of my head.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Allie. Oh, all right. Look, Sunday's the day, right? It's St. Patty's Day. How are you going to celebrate? I think if you miss the parking lot party at the Palladium prior to the Flogging Molly show, then you've missed everything.
Because they've got an amazing host.
First of all, Mugs is hosting Beer Mug. I don't suspect a Muggos appearance will be there. But Beer Mug will be there. It starts at noon in the parking lot of the Palladium. It's free just to get in, right?
Yeah.
There will be beer and stuff like that that you can purchase.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeremiah Red will be spinning. The Briggs are going to do a set. There's going to be dancers and pipers. And this starts at noon on Sunday.
And just keep in mind, it starts at noon. But Beer Mug will have started around 7 or 8.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And
That's
then you have
event.
To like you have to like maintain, get through face-to-faces opening up.
Uh-huh.
And then Flogging Molly, obviously.
So fun.
It's just
what a fun Sunday.
Right?
Yeah.
So even if you can't make it to the show because you have to work on Sunday night, just go and booze up earlier in the day.
Are you talking to yourself?
No, having a funny thought. And then I will be celebrating with the real St. Patrick Swayze.
You don't have to tell me.
A double feature of Roadhouse and Point Break at the Egyptian.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's on Sunday as well?
Pain Don't Hurt by a Condillas bra. I am in.
Well, I, in honor of that, am going to wear my St. Patrick's Day shirt on Monday for you,
which is?
It's Patrick Swayze's face, and it just says, The Real St. Patrick.
Ah!
Yeah.
I need that shirt.
I mean, it's just good stuff.
I'm so looking forward to it.
All right. Well, that's a really good Sunday you've got going.
Mm.
Bean, what are you going to be doing?
Well, I can't leave my house tomorrow because it's the annual St. Patrick's Day parade through New Orleans.
Oh,
do you think
dear.
That we would be all paraded out after Mardi Gras just finishing last week?
No.
But it just shuts the whole neighborhood down. It's one of the biggest parades of the whole year, and they throw cabbages and potatoes at people.
That seems racist.
It gets crazy. It really does. So the big celebration here is actually going to be on Saturday.
Excellent.
So I'll be out of my yard just yelling at all the kids for all the noise they're making.
Get off my lawn.
I like it.
Exactly.
All right, you guys, some birthdays for you. We have got a ton of musicians like Will.i.am, Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead, Dee Snider, Twisted Sister, Bret Michaels of Poison, Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, and of course, one of our favorites here, Mark Hoppus from Blink-182, Eva Longoria, Fabio, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Kellen Lutz, and one of our all-time faves, Mr. Mike Catherwood. Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
Good list.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you, Kat. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend to y'all. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness, and we all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all driving you home today at 5 o'clock. Maren Dungey on Monday, you guys.
And her dog,
Schwartz.
Suki.
That's right.
All right.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Pretty excited about that dog, Allie.
I really am.
Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint.
I mean, what's happening?
Roll another one.
Excuse me.
Just like the other one.
Boy, he's not afraid to go there,
this I'm told. This one seems to be about to quit.
Oh, my God. I hate it here.
And I need another hit.
Alex.
Nobody prays during the show. No, there's no prayer in the show. It's just a show. It's a regular show. But, you know, I pray before the show.
Did you pray before this show?
I did.
Yeah. How's that working?
Roll another one.
Cut the negativity, man. That's awesome.
Just like the other one.
Blasphemous.
This one seems to be about this
man. I'm not surprised. I love it.
And I don't have another cent.
Swaggy P. Swaggy P. Swaggy P.
I'm ashamed of you. I really am.
Just pass it around.
All this whiteness ain't got you nowhere.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
Jalapeno.
I just pass it on down.
You maniac! You blew it up! Damn you! God damn you!
What happened? Why did it happen? What can be done to prevent it from happening again and again?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, hell no. Please leave the room.
Bong, bong.
Boogie-hoo!
If you're in radio, the end.